Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are reports, a few of them now, that Brock Purdy should be good to go week one against the Pittsburgh Steelers. What's that make you feel?
Just okay. I mean, I know that there's some rookie seasons for football players where, you know, you go out there and you light the world on fire. I mean, I think, who was it, Chase Claypool? What, he had 10 touchdowns his rookie year, something like that? So usually you come back down to earth, and especially at the quarterback position, things aren't the same. Dynamics aren't the same. Players aren't the same. And then if you're coming off of an injury, you know, that has a factor in it as well. So I'm just okay about, you know, Brock Purdy. I mean, if I'm Trey Lance or Sam Darnold, I mean, you know, your two former first-round pick, top five picks. I mean, come on. You can't beat out a seventh-round pick from last year?
Trey Lance is never going to play a meaningful snap for that team.
I know. It's crazy.
That is insane. What they gave up to get him, and they can just plug anybody in there and have success. I do think you need a quarterback to make elite-level throws, not just within the scheme, but sometimes when things break down, if you're going to take that next step, if you're going to win a championship. I don't know that Brock Purdy is that guy, but I want to play a game. You want to play a game?
I'd like to play a game.
Let's play a game. What's that from?
Saw.
Okay, it was creepy.
I'd like to play a game.
Worst Saw scene ever when the dude's Achilles gets cut. That, to me, makes me want to puke.
That's terrible.
It is awful. Those movies, nah, too much for me.
They're rough.
Too much for me.
They're rough.
Gruesome. Terrifying. Let's compare Kenny Pickett to quarterbacks on the Steelers' schedule. See how many games the Steelers are going to have the quarterback advantage. Now, take that and run with it. Make it whatever you want.
Okay.
Scheme, talent around, whatever. I'm going to just look at it through the quarterback prism. Which quarterback do I like better? And I think we're both in agreement. 49ers come in here, open the season, 1 p.m. We both think Kenny Pickett a better player than Brock Purdy.
Correct.
Despite the successes of Brock Purdy last year.
Correct.
Because we feel like Kenny Pickett would have been able to do that, if not more, in San Francisco.
And Kenny's body from the chin down is healthy.
Yes. Let's just assume health.
Yes.
Let's assume health. I am interested in what's going to happen with Brock Purdy. Like, are they going to play him throughout the preseason? What's that ramp up going to look like?
Right.
And with the injury, I think Sam Darnold would scare me a little bit more. A healthy Sam Darnold against a good Steelers defense that's going to throw things at you scheme-wise. I think Sam Darnold, at least in the first game of the season, would have probably scared me more than Brock Purdy.
I totally agree.
Man, you and me, like mine.
I mean,
different football.
We got 16 more to go.
That's right. Browns week two, Deshaun Watson. A lot of these are fascinating.
They are.
Because you project out. This one is.
This one is very fascinating. The Steelers need to win this game, and I think it's going to go through Kenny to win this game. So, oh, man, it's tough because I think Deshaun Watson's actually going to play a lot better this year.
Yeah.
Give me Kenny.
Why?
Legs. I think his legs win this game.
I still think, and we've had Brad Spielberger talk about this. We've had Doug Whaley talk about this. Deshaun Watson likes to extend plays. He likes to take shots down the field. Where Kevin Stefanski's offense is a rhythm-based offense. Get the ball out quick. I think that Deshaun Watson's going to have a good year this year. I don't think that's necessarily a match made in heaven, though. And they're financially committed to Deshaun Watson. If it don't work out, if they have a losing season this year, Kevin Stefanski ain't going to be here next year. I'll take Kenny Pickett for that reason. Kenny Pickett with the continuity in this offense that I think actually fits him versus Deshaun Watson in an offense that doesn't fit him. And I think the Steelers, if I'm now expanding it out from just looking at the quarterbacks, I actually like the Steelers offense better. I think it's deeper than Cleveland's. weird as it is to say. I think we can both agree on the Raiders. I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to play.
He's not going to play.
Let's say he does, though.
Man, Kenny again.
I'm taking Kenny in that one. So who's three for three? Brian Hoyer. They got to figure that out.
Brian Hoyer has been in McDaniel's offense for a long time.
I got to tell you this, though. If you're taking Brian Hoyer over Kenny Pickett, we got problems. We got problems.
In Vegas with Devontae Adams, knows the offense very well, played a lot of football. Traveling. Oh, man. It's slight edge to Kenny, but this one's tougher. This one's tougher. I know it sounds weird, but this one is tougher. Tougher than Deshaun Watson.
Let's say it's C.J. Stroud next up in Houston. I got to take Kenny, too. I mean, the talent, I'll take Stroud, I guess. But year one in that system, fourth game potentially if he starts from the beginning of the year. Maybe he won't, but let's just say for argument's sake he does. He'll have three games of experience under his belt. Kenny Pickett will have had this offseason as the number one. He'll have had the experiences of last year, winning big games in crucial moments last year. I'm taking Kenny all day over any rookie quarterback. I don't care if it was Andrew Luck coming in. I'll take Kenny Pickett over a rookie quarterback right
now. Okay, so we're 4-for-4 with Kenny.
Mm-hmm. This is where it goes downhill, though, for me. I'm going to take Lamar Jackson. Won an MVP. Thrown 36 touchdowns in a season before. I'm going to go Lamar.
It pains me to say this, but Lamar Jackson's going to be fantastic this year with the new offense. I'm with you there. Lamar Jackson, I take over Kenny. I think he's going to be a different quarterback, but still have the same skills and still be able to beat you with his legs, but be smart whenever he does beat you with his legs. He's going to be able to throw a lot more, and he's going to be more efficient in the pocket, and that's scary for the AFC North and the AFC in the NFL.
Yeah, the running ability is not going to go away.
No.
And I think first option's covered. Second option's covered. He's still the most athletic guy on the field.
Yes.
I'm going to take Lamar Jackson, even though it's a new offense. And I do think continuity matters, but I think talent matters too. And Lamar Jackson is, we talked about aliens earlier in the show. I don't think Lamar Jackson's from this planet. Matthew Stafford, I'm taking over Kenny Pickett too.
No chance.
What?
No chance. Matthew Stafford, love him to death. Played with him in Detroit.
Hall of Fame adjacent.
Played with him in the All-American game in high school. But no, he's done. He's done.
He doesn't have last year.
I mean, Cooper Kupp, he had a great year 2 years ago, but you know, he was okay last year. Their team was just okay. Matt Stafford had no protection last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's done.
I think that offense is going to put up points this year. I think the defense is going to be horrific. But I'll take Matthew Stafford over Kenny Pickett. All things being equal, if Stafford's healthy. Now, big if.
So we have one aside here.
So I have Lamar Jackson winning the quarterback battle over Kenny Pickett and Matthew Stafford winning it over Kenny Pickett.
So, and I have Lamar, and then I have Kenny over Stafford.
Yes.
So we're one apart.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
412-928-9370 if you'd like to chime in. Brock Purdy, likely to play week one against the Steelers, got me thinking about quarterback matchups. How many quarterback matchups would you take Kenny Pickett over the other guy? And we're going through the schedule. Sports Talk Radio, baby. More on the Pirates with John Wehner coming up at 9:30. We'll touch on them coming up in the next segment, too. Austin Hedges, big night, much as it pains me to say. Jags, Trevor Lawrence.
Go with Trevor.
Yeah. I don't know how much analysis needs to be thrown out there on that one. He's him. He mm-hmm. became what they wanted him to be last year.
He just needed an actual head coach that knows offense, and Peterson is that guy. Peterson took his game to another level. But it's still not even the level that I think Trevor Lawrence is going to get to.
He's scratching the surface.
Oh, yeah.
And I look at that playoff game last year, and I think it's more on the Chargers for losing it than it is on the Jags for winning it. But how about you throw 4 interceptions early, and you come back, one of the biggest comebacks in NFL postseason history, you do so, you just flip the page. I mean, that showed me so much about Trevor Lawrence. It's not just talent. I think he's got it between the ears, too. Titans. Let's just say it's Ryan Tannehill.
Kenny.
Yep. Green Bay, Jordan Love.
Kenny.
You know who's high on Jordan Love? Mulsey.
Is he? For what?
Yeah. He thinks that they're going to do the whole Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers thing again with Jordan Love. I liked Jordan Love whenever he was drafted. I was on the opposite side of a lot of Green Bay folk who said, you got to surround Aaron Rodgers with talent. No, they've done something that's worked for them before, and they're just doing it again. I liked Love at the time, but Kenny Pickett's got more experience. That matters to me. I'm going to take Kenny Pickett in that game. Love is much more of an unknown. He's talented.
Love has no weapons.
And that.
Kenny Pickett has weapons.
Yeah.
A lot. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, going into that game, Love, who's he going to throw to? I mean, he has some running backs. He has Aaron Jones.
Mm-hmm.
But who's he throwing to? That's why I'm taking Kenny.
How about this on the Browns? I'll split the Watson. I'll give Watson.
I have something for you later, too. If
okay.
You're gonna do that. I'm glad you did that.
Oh, I think I know what you might do.
Yep.
You and me. Spider-Man meme. We're buddies in the morning. Fan morning show. Crowley and Doran. Watson, I'll give Watson the advantage at home. I'll give Kenny Pickett the advantage at Acrisure Stadium. So I'll split those two.
I'm going to keep with Kenny there.
Okay.
I'm going to keep with Kenny because I think he's going to finally find his groove at that point in the season.
Bengals, Joe Burrow.
There you go.
And we're going to say that for like 15 years, which sucks. Cardinals, Kyler Murray.
Kenny. Well, don't even think about it. Kyler's playing Call of Duty somewhere. He's not, and he's coming off an injury. You're really pondering this?
No. If Kenny Pickett is the guy that I think he's going to be this year, and he's going to throw for over 3,000 yards, and he's going to throw 24 touchdowns and like 10, 11 interceptions, I think he'll have a better season than Kyler Murray, who I don't love the talent around him. So yeah, I'll take Kenny Pickett in that. Mac Jones is interesting, though. Mac Jones as a rookie was good. His red zone numbers were good. He had an offensive coordinator. Last year, no offensive coordinator, and he was bad. But you give him a true OC this year, and Bill O'Brien, who I think is a smart football guy. It's at home, Thursday night. I'll take Kenny on a short week.
Same here. Better weapons again.
Mm-hmm. And that. Big, like, without question.
Yes.
All right, next quarterback matchup. We're doing quarterback matchups. Fan morning show. Gardner Minshew or Richardson or Kenny?
I'm going to go Richardson. I've been hearing a lot of great things about him, and I think that he is going to have one of those rookie years, kind of like Brock Purdy did, but in a different way. I think he's going to revamp the Colts. They're not going to be great, but they're going to be a lot better than they have been. I think I like Richardson in that game. I think he's going to offer a little bit more than Kenny. That's where things are going to get a little fuzzy for the Steelers.
He should have, and that's a game we both circled as a potential trap game.
Right.
Because the Steelers always seem to have one. I think Richardson's going to, he's going to provide difficulties to a lot of defensive coordinators in the early going because they're not going to know what he has. And then as he gets comfortable with his ability to use his legs, I think that's going to be an issue. But I'll still take Kenny over a rookie quarterback. I would have taken Richardson first in the draft if I had that first pick.
By Same here.
I'm just enticed by his talent. Bengals, Burrow, okay. Seahawks, Geno Smith, they got weapons.
Pull.
And he got money.
In Jigba, they have Lockett. They have, who's the fast guy? DK Metcalf.
Mm-hmm.
They got weapons.
That big hoss.
It's in Seattle?
Yep. I'm going Geno. I believe that wasn't a one-year wonder.
I'm going to go Geno as well.
Yeah. And then Lamar Jackson, I know what you're going to say.
Yes. Kenny.
Because Lamar Jackson's going to be banged up.
Yes.
Yeah. I can go. I can do that. I can do that. That's why I think the Ravens were the perfect. You have to finish with a division team. The perfect team to end the season on. Because Lamar Jackson the last 2 years has not been healthy at the end of the year. So I would not. I think it's 50-50 he'll be there. They want him to stay in the pocket. It doesn't mean he's still not slight of build. It doesn't mean he's going to stop running. I think it's 50-50 he's healthy. I'll take Kenny Pickett over the All-Star from last year. How about them apples, Doran?
Like it.
So what do you think? How many games do you believe the Steelers have a quarterback advantage in? I think I was 11, which is feels a little high for me. Feels a little high, but I have the Steelers winning 12 games.
Yeah,
and
what,
I expect Pickett to have a big year.
There you go.
And I think you're around the same number, too, just around different games.
Yep.
412-928-9370 is the number on Twitter, @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDoran. Already get hit on the text line. 3,000 yards passing in a season is a horrible season. If Kenny Pickett throws for a bunch of yards, they're trailing. I don't think they're going to trail as much this year. I think they've got a good defense, and I think they're going to have a stellar running game, or at least they should with how much attention they've paid to the offensive line this offseason. So I don't think he's going to have to throw for a bajillion yards this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.